We're going to start with the Inyan of Yaakov and Yud Eikev. We discussed a few times already. We're going to discuss a new Mahalach now that we haven't yet discussed, on the Inyan of Yaakov with Yud Eikev, and how the name Yud Eikev, Yaakov, is the opposite of Esav. It's the Yisod in the Inyan of Chochma. Yud Vino is Chochma. So Yud Eikev means Yaakov Vino is Mamshech, Yud is Chochma, right? So Yaakov Vino is Mamshech Chochma till Eikev. What does it mean that you're Mamshech Chochma till Eikev? So the Yisod is, so Yaakov Vino, Yaakov is the Bechina of Yud. Yud Eikev. What does it mean to be Mamshech Yud, to be Mamshech Chochma till Eikev? So the Yisod is, the Klal is that Yud Chochma has to do with the Inyan of Chiddush. The Neviyah of Chiddush in this world is always Nimshach from the Inyan of Chochma. What do I mean? The Pasuk says in Iyov, V'achochma mi'ayin timotzei. Chochma comes from Ayin. So Chochma is the Yesh mi'ayin. Chochma is the Chiddush. It's the Chiddush that came from nothingness. It's the Chiddush that comes out of Ayin. Chiddush means that before this it wasn't there. So Chochma is the Musug of something new that wasn't there before. V'achochma mi'ayin timotzei. That's the Pasuk. So Chochma is always a Neviyah of Chiddush. Chochma is a Neviyah of Chiddush. That's why the Targum Yerushalmi says on Bereishis, V'chochmasa. Because Chachma has to do with the Inyan of Rishis. Chachma has to do with the Inyan of Rishis. Rishis is the Haschala. Rishis is Chiddush. Chachma is Chiddush. Chachma is Chiddush. That's the cloud. Chachma is Chiddush. All in Yonim that have to do with Chachma have in Yonim to do with. That's why the Emstik of Chachma, that's why Torah is the Chachma, so Torah is the Chachma, because Torah is Neveya Chidushim the whole time. That's the Emstik of Chachma. Emstik of Chachma is a Chachma that's Neveya Chidushim the whole time. That's the Emstik of Bereishis. That's the whole time you buy the Bereishis. Every time a person learns Torah, you can find new Chidushim in the Torah. That's the Emstik of Inyan of Chachma, of Chachmas of Torah. For example, we know that Shemen is Merumas and Chochma. Shemen and Yain is Chochma Bina. Shemen is Merumas and Chochma. And we know that every time Aaron HaKoin lit the Menorah, Melamed Lahagid Shvachis Shel Aaron Sheloi Shino. And the Sfasema says Lo Shino doesn't mean it didn't change. Of course it didn't change. It means he never repeated. He never lit the Menorah the same time twice. Shino never, Lo Shino, he never repeated. Every time he lit the Menorah, he felt it was the first time because he liked the Menorah with Shemen. And Shemen is Chochma. And Chochma is Chiddush. So Meda, the Shem, the Ner that you light from the Shemen is a new Shemen, is a new thing the whole time. The whole flame the whole time is Nischadish. The whole flame is new. It's a complete Nischadish. Anything that has to do with Chochma has to do with Nischadish. Ekev is the bottom of the Regel. The Regel is Hergel. Hergel is the opposite of Chiddush. The Regel corresponds to the idea of Hergel, which means things that you're used to, Mitzvah Samnashim Melamada. And the Ekev, which is the bottom of the Regel, is the most Hergel. It's the lowest point of the Hergel. Yaakov Avinu, he was Mamshech Yud, he was Mamshech Chochma, down to the Ekev, to the lowest part of Hergel, which is the Hebecha Chochma, and he was Matzliach to penetrate the Oer of Chiddush into all the Mekoimus that suffer from Hergel the most. Until there was no Mokim for Hergel anymore in Yaakov Avinu's Avodas Hashem. There's no Hergel in Yaakov Avinu's Avodas Hashem. He was Male, the whole Inyan of Hergel, into Chiddush. So everything now is Chiddush in Avodas of Yaakov Avinu. Esav is Faket. Esav, his name is called Esav because he's Osui. Osui means he was made. He was made means Eshana Gemacht. He's already made. If he's already made, there's nothing new. There's no Chiddush anymore. There's nothing new. That's the diversity of Yaakov and Esav, the two polar opposites, the two extremes. Yaakov is Kulei Chiddush and he was Matzliach to go into all the Hergel and be Mamshech Chiddush into that. And Esav is Faket. He's Osui. There's no Chiddush. There's no Musug of Chiddush in Esav's life. So that explains, number one, by why Yaakov is the Bechina of the Levana, the moon, and Esau is the Bechina of the Shemesh. That's why Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis, and the Yidin count according to the moon, because the moon represents the Inyan of Chiddush. The moon is Chodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh means that you're Mekadesh, because a person who's Adam Kodesh is always in a Matzav of Chiddush. Because Tumah means when things are very old and they die. Mace is the opposite of Chiddush. He got old and old and old until he died. It's the opposite of Chiddush. Kedusha is a person who's living in Chiddush. Kiddush HaChodesh means that you're finding his Chachas Keseda, and maybe you're Shaykh to the Alma, the Kedusha Vatahara, Hepecha Enin Amisa. So Yaakov counts the Yidin count the Levana, because the Levana is Chiddush, and Yaakov's Mesakin his Tefillah when the Levana is shining. Esav is the Bechina, the Goyim count the year, the soul it's called, the soul of the year, the sun, according to the sun, because the sun hasn't got Chiddush, it follows its circuit the whole time. And more than that, Shlomo HaMelech toch says in Kehelis, Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. If you're Tachas HaShemesh, then there's no Chiddush. So Esav is Tachas HaShemesh, he's Tachas HaShemesh. Yaakov is Kulei Chiddush, he's Tachas the Levana, and Esav is Kulei Hepach HaChiddush, he's Osikwa Hareda, therefore that's why he's Tachas HaShemesh. So Meida, first of all, we can understand a lot of things with that. Number one, what's the Inyan of Bechoira? Bechoira is the Chireishis. And the Inyan of Kedushas of Bechoira is the Inyan of the Kedushas HaSchola, Kedushas HaChidush. Bechoira is Kedushas HaSchola, he was Maschil, he's the Kedushas HaChidush. Bechoira is Chidush. So Be'etzin the Bechoira is Shaykh to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is the Yud Ekev. Yaakov Avinu is one Shtik Chochme, he was Mamshech Chochme even into the Ekev. So he's Kulei Chidush. If he's Kulei Chidush, the Bechoira Be'etzin belongs to him. Esav, other Abba, he's Mufka from Chiddush, so why should he have the Bechoira? Maybe then, Esav is Dovak to the whole Indian of Misa, he's opposite of Chiddush. He's Dovak to the whole Indian of Misa. What does it mean he's Dovak to the whole Indian of Misa? His chukka is for old, his chukka is for tumma, for old, for Misa. That Suda, where they exchanged the Bechoira, was a Suda's Havra, that Avraham Avinu was Nifta. It was a Suda's Havra, it was a Suda of Avelin, it was a Misa de Kesuda. And Esav has Halitaini Noam in Odom, he has a chukka to, oh, he has a chukka to Epech HaChidush. He has a chukka to Hepech HaChidush. Yaakov sees his chukka, Halitaini Noam in Odom, Odom Hazeh. He sees his chukka for Hepech HaChidush. Is what are you doing with the Bechoira, which is Kol Kulei Kedushas HaChidush? It was in this gala, add that Halitaini Noam in Odom and Odom Hazeh, that Esav says, Lom Hazeh li Bechoira. This is the Suda, it's the opposite of Chidush, the opposite of Rashis. And made it therefore he sold the Bechoira to Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is the true Rashis. The Rashis is the Chuchmasa. And he's the true Rashis. Rashis always goes together. Bechoira and Rashis go together with Kiddush Rashtetzach. And that's why you see that when did the Rabban Shalom give Kalal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Just before Makas Bechoiras. Just before Makas Bechoiras. Just before he was Mekadosh the Yidin, Makas Bechoiras. He gave Kalal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh because the two go hand in hand. So maybe with that we understand also there, at the Suda, Yaakov Avinu's Cheshbon was, Rashi says, that since the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be with Bechoira, so this Rashi is not Kedai to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Oymek HaInin? The Oymek HaInin is that the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam where you see it was constant Chiddush. Because the Pasuk says, V'amalei Oysa, the Pasuk says, V'amalei Oysa B'chochma, the Tzalel built the Beis HaMikdash with Chochma. And the Beis HaMikdash is a Bris HaOyla, which is always Bechidusha. And that's why the Asar Nisim, Shinasa Labasin, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lechem upon him was always fresh. The Lechem upon him was always fresh. Nothing went old. Nothing went stale. Everything was always in a constant matzav of Chiddush in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in Avodas Hashem, the Kohenim was Zrizimim. And every morning, Balta Neuma, you learn it. And every morning they used to run up the ramp. It was a Avodah of, it's Mamish, it's the first time now. Every morning, it's a Bechino of Chadoshim Libkorim. The boyke was an Indian of Chadoshim Lebkorim. It was an Indian of Chiddush, of boyke. They were running. Everybody was running. Koinim Zrizimim. Everything is fresh. Everything is the first time. Everything is a matzav of Chiddush. Nothing's old. Lenefesh lo yitamav amav. You mustn't have shaykhs with old. You mustn't have shaykhs with Misa. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Kulei Chiddush. And Misa is a tumor which has to do with old and old and old until it dies. And the Beis HaMikdash is Kulei Chiddush. It's Kulei Schachus. A Yid who sinned. The reason why he was Choyte is because he's looking for Chiddush. He's looking for Taivas. Why? Because he doesn't see the Sipuk. He doesn't feel the Chiddush. Torah mitzvahs. For that, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to get rid of your hergel. To get rid of your hergel in Avodas Hashem, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, which is a makom of kulei chiddush. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu is the bechoira, because Yaakov Avinu is constantly mamshech chiddush and everything. So he's the bechoira. If he's the bechoira, he's shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash, which is kulei chiddush. Just like Yaakov was mamshech the chochma down to the hergel, and he was mala the hergel. All the yidden coming up to the Beis HaMikdash to the makom of chiddush have to be mala the hergel. Mala the hergel in Hebrew is called oyle the regel. All the yidden coming to the Beis HaMikdash is called they were the regal. Forget the Yom Tovim are called the regalim. Why? Because the Eden went with their legs to Beis HaMikdash. What's the Chiddush? We know they didn't walk on their hands. But the answer is, you're going up to the Hachon or going up to Beis HaMikdash is to be Oyle regal, to be Mar by the Heragal. There shouldn't be Heragal in here. There mustn't be Heragal. Every time in Avodas Hashem, a person is doing it new and new and new. And the Beis HaMikdash was the Makom where we felt that. So the Hachon for the Beis HaMikdash is to be Mala the Indian of Heragal. So Yaakov was the Yud, which was Mamshech into the Heragal, and he was Mala the Heragal. Every Yud coming to the Beis HaMikdash was also coming into a makom which is constant bechidish, and therefore he's going to get rid of his hergal, and that's called to be oiler the regal, and that's where the yomim tovim are regalim, and the yomim tovim are counted kafi the chodesh, kafi makadish yisrael vazmanim, when the bezdin are makadish lechodesh. So it's all got to do with the chidish halavana. All the yomim tovim nikva the kafi the chidish halavana, because the yomim tovim is a time to be marba the regal, to mala the regal, to be mala the hergal, and that's totally on the hashpah that's going to come from the kiddush achodesh. So when bezdin are makadish lechodesh, makadish yisrael vazmanim, when they're makadish lechodesh, they're mamshech lekoyach achidish, and that's kever when yomtiv is, and when the yidden can come to be oiler the regal. That's the yomtiv where yidden are coming to regal, and when yidden are coming to be oiler the regal. So that's what was very good when Yaakov was in Ishtam Yosef Aholim. When Yaakov was learning Torah, Yaakov in a Torah is the constant Chidushay Torah. But when Yaakov is going down to the base level, you're going down to the Olam Hazah, you're going down to the Shlitas HaShemesh, and then there's no Chidush. Yaakov was scared. Is the Rabbi Shalom told him, no, Vayivka b'mokam v'yonan sham ki bo HaShemesh. Yaakov is not Tachas HaShemesh. Chazal Darshna, Yisrael Odom b'cholamon sh'yam al Tachas HaShemesh. It was enkel chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Tachas HaShemesh ain Yisrael. Tachas HaShemesh, there's no chidush. Aber le'malem in HaShemesh. Navada, yesh Yisrael, yesh chidush. In Meila, Yaakov is made of the, in Yiddish you say, the zin is intergegangen. The sun set means they went down. So Yaakov is le'malem in HaShemesh. That was the sod of the nest, ki bo HaShemesh. But Yaakov is on his way to Lom, and you shouldn't be scared that you're going into a hanhoga that's tachas hashemesh, because they're enkel chodesh tachas hashemesh. You're on top of the shemesh is under you, so you're lemal min hashemesh. Oh, if I'm lemal min hashemesh, so then there's no hergel, and then there's kulei chidush. When Yaakov woke up from that dream which happened kibor hashemesh, the pasuk says vayokom vayisar raglov, and Rashi says nasa kal aleches. What's the shaychus? The teretz is that after he was nesgadet and he's lemal min hashemesh and he's kulei chidush and there's no hergel, memele vayisar raglov. He was mala his raglaim, he was mala the heragel. There's no chiddush. All the matzav of chiddush. Where did he go straight? He went straight to the be'er. And he saw a be'er with a heavy stone on the be'er. What's the difference between a boir and a be'er? A boir is gathered water. There's no new water there. Of a be'er is a nevia. It's a constant nevia. It's a pouring forth of spring water that's pouring forth the whole time. That's a chiddush. The whole inyan of be'er is a chiddush that is new mind the whole time. But there's a heavy stone because people are heavy. People are gashmi, magushim, and people are used to and they don't see a chiddush. Somebody doesn't see a chiddush, he's not fresh, he's not geshmak, he's not labedik, he's heavy. It's a made of the Yaakov Inu, there's nothing heavy anymore. So Yaakov Inu flipped off the stone very easy, and he's the one, he's shaykh to the Be'er, he's shaykh to the Nevi'ah of the Mayan Chadoshim. And that was the walk that he had when he was Ma'ala the Regal, but Yisrael Yaakov Ragel, when he was Marba, where he was Marba, the holy name of Hergel. So made of that, we can explain a lot of Inyonim. Number one, we know that the Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu, is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Kenegad, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Yaakov is shaykh to Sukkot because Sukkot is a zecher to the Anan HaKovet. And it says the Yidden wore their clothes 40 years, the same clothes, because what did the Anan HaKovet do? The pasuk says in Akev, Simlas Chalei Balsam Alecha, Ze Arboim Shana, Virag Lachalei Batseko, Ze Arboim Shana, Simlas Chalei Balsos, is Rashi, that the Anan HaKovet used to wash and iron the clothes. So they wore the same clothes the whole time, but the whole time the clothes were being washed and fresh. There were new clothes for 40 years. That's the Hanhog of Klal Yisrael in the middle. That is the Anana Kovet. New clothes for 40 years. They're in the Anana Kovet. The mon had a new taste every time, a tam chodesh, every time they tasted. They were living in that ma'arechet, and that's the shpitz that Yid should feel chidush and mechudush and his avodas Hashem the whole time. That's why we're Messiah in the Torah, the Spitz straight after Sukkot, we're Messiah in the Torah, but straight after we're Messiah in the Torah, we are Maschil the Torah as a new Chiddush. We haven't finished, we haven't come to the end of everything. Wherever we are, we're only at the beginning, because it's a Chiddush with a Frischkeit. So in Simchas Torah, which is after Sukkot, which is teaching you, however old it is, it's always new, is that we finish the Torah, but we begin the Torah at the same time, and then the Soif is always kosher to the Scholar. If the Soif is always kosher to the Scholar, then you're always in the Matzav of Chiddush. Then you're in the matzah. That's the emes of chokhmas atoyer. That's the whole inyan of hadron alach. When you finish the masechta, we just started the masechta. It's all new. We mamish started as if we feel that we've never learned it before. We've just finished it. We've never learned it before. Hadron alach. We're going to get back to you. We can't wait to get back to you. That's the inyan of sukkah. That's the spitz of after sukkah, which is a zecha to anana kovet, the life in the midbar where Klal Yisrael constantly, always in that matzah, in that maroch, in the mareches achidush. It's meduik in the pasuk. The pasuk there says, "Simloschalei baltsamei alecha v'raglachalei betzeka ze'arbaim shana." Raglacha Ritzeka means you stay in one place for too long, it swells up, the feet get swollen, it gets heraldic. Raglacha Loi Batzeka. It's almost the same Nakuda. Simlascha Lebolsa Balacha. It's always new. Raglacha, the Herakle Loi Batzeka. You never suffered from your aglaim. You never suffered from Herakle. How can you suffer from Herakle if the Nana Kova is constantly washing it and you're eating the man over there and we're Makabal the Torah? It's not possible to get old Bechlal. It's not possible for the legs to get swollen. It's not possible for the Herakle to kick in Bechlal. This is the Yesoid Atik Yomin in Avodas Hashem, that if a Yid is Zohir, and if a Yid feels the whole time that Torah Mitzvah is a Nevea, a Mayana Nevea, Chidushim, and every time he feels Mamish the those Chidushim, so then a Yid is not Choyte Bechlal. A Yid is only Choyte because he's bored of Yiddishkeit. If Yiddishkeit is old to him, Rachman Hatzlan, then he's looking somewhere else. But if Yiddishkeit is still new and exciting for him, so Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin, is Taka on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh because that's the Yom HaDin. To what degree did you feel Chiddush in your Avodas Hashem? Here's the Kiddush HaChodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. And a large part of the Masechet Rosh Hashanah is dealing with the Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? What's the Shaychus to the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah? Terah says, that's the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. The Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is, why didn't you have more of an Aviyah of the Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh, then you would have felt a Chiddush and you wouldn't have done a straight to Laveris. So Meila Lefizeh, the Spitz Tshuva of that is Sukkos, where we feel the whole time, we come out of Sukkos feeling that wherever our whole Avodas Hashem is always going to be in a matzav of Chiddush. And it's always going to be a matzav of chidushei ve'elech, and that's going to keep us. That's going to save us from averes. That's the biggest shmira. That's the biggest shmira against averes. The Osed Lava it says, "Matoyer chadoshim iti teitze." What does it mean, "Matoyer chadoshim iti teitze"? I shteit ani ma'ame b'vun shleim ashezoyz matoyer loytei muchlefes. So what's the Indian of a Torah Chadoshim Iti Teitze? The Torah says that Osed Lavoi, every time a Yid loves, we're going to feel it the whole time. Every Hasoga, every minute, there'll be a totally new Hasoga of Torah that will taka be bepoil mamish constantly in the Olam HaChiddush. Because that's the way it is be'etzah. The way it is be'emes is that Torah Mitzvah is the Neviyah. And the whole time it's mamshech Hasogas, new Hasogas. In this world, we have an avoider to feel that way, but the Osed Lavoi is going to be like that. Shir Lashem, Shir Chodesh, Zeli Gurb Tzadik, Shir Lashem, Shir Chodesh. Every regular, there'll be a new Shir. There'll be a Shir Chodesh, because every regular, there'll take be a Chiddush. The life of the Osed Lavoi is a life of Kulei Chiddush. We have to be Mamshech, that type, we have to be Mamshech, that Chiddush. And then that will be Matzahs from a various. See, a Peldig Azach, you see that nowadays, you see that the technology is so advanced in the gash mystic world. There's chedushim the whole time in technology and in high tech and computers and chips and all these things. There's chedushim the whole time. Why? Because we have to realize that ain kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. It's about to be nizgalatas the shir l'Hashem shechodesh. It's about to be nizgalatas the emesik achidish. So those who are shaykh to the tachas hashemesh, where our PM is ain kol chodesh tachas hashemesh, they're trying to impress us with chedushim and chedushim that we should steer away from the Chiddush HaTorah. Nowadays a person sees all the new different types of computers and all the new types of programs, and then at Avlen Nachman the Zelda Blatt Baba Kama Chengelen Tzon Tzimo, he sees hey, I know it already, it's Chas V'Shalom, it's Faker, there's the Chiddush, by them it's Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh Bechlal. And that was the whole Nisoyim by the Yevonim, because the Yevonim were the modern world, Keilu is the world of Chiddush, and that was the Klal Yisrael's Vikuach with the Yevonim, where Avu Likt Chiddush, where does Chiddush lie, where's the Makor of Chiddush? The Yevonim said the Makor of Chiddush is, look at our Chiddushim, look at how they were very creative, the Yevonim were very creative and very productive, and they invented things, so they held that they were the Makor of Chiddush. So for that they were matama the shaman, because the shaman is chachma, and chachma is chiddush, and tumah comes from avi avos tumah, which is mace, which is the hevach chiddush. So if you bring tumah to shaman, that means you're bringing oldness, kilu ziknus, you're bringing ziknus to shaman, which is chachma, which is kulei chiddush. So they were trying to be oike the chiddush that Klal Yisrael feels from the Torah mitzvahs, meikor, by being a tamed and meikor of chiddush, by bringing zikna to the Klal Yisrael's inyan of chiddush. And that's why they were goyzer against Kiddush HaChodesh, they were goyzer against Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the whole inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why they were goyzer against Shabbos, like the Racham HaKodesh says. The Racham HaKodesh says that Shabbos is the whole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, every Shabbos, the Rebbein Shlomo, the Weltbet Bashafen, Every Shabbos, the world becomes created just for 6 days. And Shabbos is a whole new Bria Sa'olam. Shabbos is Eichel Ma'asa Bereish. Shabbos, we go back to the Hamshach, the Rebbein Shalom is recreating the world every Shabbos. Shabbos is a feeling, a person that can feel. The Mardika Hischachus of the whole Bria, the Mardika Hischachus of his Avodah. So Mela. So maybe there were goyzer against Shabbos and the goyzer against Mila, which is the first mitzvah that's done with the child, which is the eshtazach, the first thing always has to have a chashivas. All these things they were trying to be, trying to be oikah the inyan of chiddush. We light the menorah, we pour the shemen in, we have to be mechaben that we're pouring the shemen in. The shemen is chokhmah, and we have to light the menorah every day, feeling that this is the first time we're lighting the menorah. The menorah represents chokhmah, represents chiddush, represents the ischachus in every mitzvah that a person does. The ischachus bechlal, the whole Beis Hamikdash, the ischachus that all the kohenim felt in every area of the Beis Hamikdash, every single day. And that was the koyach of Aaron HaKohen, and we already gave the pshat once. And that's the whole inyan of Aaron HaKohen at Chalishas Adas, the first Rashi in Baal Oischa, the Aaron HaKohen at Chalishas Adas, that he wasn't involved in Chanukas HaNasiim. Lo Yehu v'lo Yishiftoi, but Chanukas HaNasiim, they didn't, Shevet Levi didn't bring up a korban when the Beis HaMikdash was new. So then they didn't bring up a korban. So he had Chalishas Adas. Why Shevet Levi, Aaron HaKohen, didn't bring up a korban? He was the Nos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Shulchan Gadol Mishalem, Shalchan Madli Komeite V'Saneris. Why, how's Hashem being Menachem, him consoling him? So you don't have the korbanos and nesiim, but you do have the menorah. What's one thing got to do with the other? Yid has Torah, doesn't have mitzvahs. He wants mitzvahs as well. Yid has tefillah. Doesn't matter if you don't have Torah. No, he wants Torah as well. Now, what was the Rebbein Shlom saying? Nishkefelach, you don't have the korbanos and nesiim, but you have the menorahs. We touched it once by saying that then the matzah, the whole Mishkan was in the matzah of Chiddush, Chanukas HaNasim. It was a Chanukas HaBayis. It was the inauguration of the Mishkan. So maybe the whole Mishkan was in the matzah of Chiddush. Aaron HaKohen doesn't need that Chiddush. Aaron HaKohen and the Shevet Levi, who are the Kohenim and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, they need an inauguration to feel a Chiddush. Every single day in the Beis HaMikdash they felt a Chiddush. For them, the excitement when it was one day old and when it's 100 years old, there's no difference. And that every time he lit it was mamish with the same arakosha, that you've never done it before. It's the first time you're going to be mamshach this chiddush all the way. If you would have been involved in the Chanukas HaNasi, it means you're tachas hashpoah as mam, you're tachas hashpoah inauguration of Chanukas HaBayis. Wow, you're mamshach Chanukas HaBayis called yom yom for hundreds of years. And maybe that's why there's no need to have chalishes adas. That's the menorah, and that's what Yid has to feel. Yid has to feel a chiddush every time he wakes up in the morning. Chadoshim lebkarim, Rabba munasecha. Chadoshim lebkarim, Rabba munasecha. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that was the chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, that we didn't feel the chiddush. There was nothing to help us feel the hischachus every morning. Feel the hischachus when we need to be oiled the regal, when we fall into heragal, and we need to be marba the heragal. We need to be marba the heragal, and we have to be mamshach chiddush into the heragal. We have nowhere to go to be mamshach the chiddush in the heragal. And that's why in the Megillas Eicha, which is the chorban abayis, that's where the pasuk of Chadoshim Lebkarim Rabba Munasech is. As a Yid has to have a munah that even without the Beis HaMikdash, he gets up in the morning, and that's why we say straight away in the first part of the tefillah is the avodah of korbanos, because korbanos means we're going into the Beis HaMikdash. When you start a new day, we want to start the day as if we've never done any avodah before. So for that, you have to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. When you go to shul, it's a bechinah, you're being oida the regal, you're being mar by the hergo, when you're mar by the helkin, hergo by saying the korbanos, then you fall into the frishkeit, and the rabba, then you're mal the hergo, and you fall into. And you're not tachas memshelas Hashemesh. When the sun starts shining, then we fall under the ankle chodesh tachas Hashemesh. Then we go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then we go into the shul and we start davening, and that's mala the heragel, and that brings its chachas to every single part of the Yid. That's the melchama that we were fighting with Yevonim, and that's the netzochim that we're going to have Beis Hashem, and we're going to be zoicha bekorav metz Hashem to the inyan of Shul Hashem Shechodosh, and to be Masik the Torah Chodoshim, Eti Teitzev, Imher B'Yameinu Amen. So that's the end of Yaakov and Esav. All comes from Yaakov and Esav. Esav is Tachas HaShemesh. Yaakov is the Malas, so means running away from Esav. Tachas Shlitas Esav means Tachas Shlitas HaShemesh. So the Rebbein Shlom, you're not Tachas Shlitas HaShemesh, Kibo HaShemesh. HaShemesh is in taking on in. You're the Malas and HaShemesh, you're Shach to the whole Inyan of constant Chiddush.